Today's audiocast for Friday, December 8th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. NATA President Jim Coyne knows Washington, D.C. Having served as a senator in Congress and for many years as an Aviation Association head, AvWeb asked him to clarify the FAA reauthorization debate and give his insight into other aviation-related hot topics on Capitol Hill.
Well, of course, FAA reauthorization is going to be the dominant issue this next year, and the user fee debate is a part of that because the administration really sees themselves faced with two reform elements that they're very interested in pursuing, and whether or not Congress agrees with them or not will be debated out during the course of the reauthorization battle. But what the administration is worried about, of course, is that the current air traffic control system in America is very costly, very labor-intensive. It involves paying billions of dollars to air traffic controllers, and their view is that the air traffic control system needs to be changed to reduce the tremendous cost of the labor force that the taxpayers are paying for and get to a modernized system. And at the same time, they believe that there are significant congestion issues involving our air traffic control system, which cannot be fixed with the current design of a human-centered air traffic control system. Now, both of those things are probably issues that most people in aviation would have some sympathy to the government about. However, the government takes the view that the only way to solve those two problems is to transition over to a privatized, user fee-funded air traffic control system. And that's really a very, very debatable point. We believe that the fuel tax is something that works and that the user fee system, however it is developed, would be quite less attractive, much more punishing, much more costly, and much more inefficient. The worst fears that we had earlier in the year have been lessened somewhat because of the results of the election, because clearly the Democrats in control of Congress are not all that interested in supporting the administration's proposal, no matter what it is. And so that's going to give us an opportunity to have a better hearing for our concerns and our points of view. There'll be probably more open oversight of the FAA under the Democrats, more criticism of the FAA's proposal and the administration's proposal. And I also don't think that the Democrats are, any more likely, and perhaps they may be less likely, to agree with the airline's point of view that they're overtaxed and need to have more revenue shifted away from the airlines to smaller users of aviation. Generally, Democrats aren't especially eager to tax the airlines less. I'm frankly hopeful that cooler minds will prevail, and that this won't become a battle of pitting one side of aviation against another, but rather us all working together to build the total aviation pie, if you will, for everyone's benefit.
We'll be right back with more of our interview with NATA President Jim Coyne. You're listening to AvWeb Audio.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order by December 31st and receive a free pair of Bose Around Ear audio headphones. Learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Now back to our interview with NATA President Jim Coyne. The FAA's poor previous track record of managing modernization will likely work against the administration's push for user fees.
I just got done a meeting with Peter Fazio, one of the incoming leaders, Democratic leaders on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, and he was very scornful of the FAA's track record, and I think what he and the other Democratic leaders are going to do, and of course I'm a former Republican congressman, so I I kind of wish that Republicans had done this themselves a little bit more, but that is that the Democrats are going to take oversight of the FAA more seriously in this next Congress. They're going to be bringing the FAA leaders up and being much more critical of their performance. Why have you not been able to do what you said you've going to do? Why is it always more and more studies and more delays and more missed targets? And I think that will probably be helpful, because I don't believe that the FAA's contracting performance over the last 20 years is something that they should be especially proud of.
But Coyne said there's more to FAA reauthorization than just the user fee debate.
Well, I think there's going to be several other important battles in the reauthorization process besides user fees. One of them relates to airports. I mean, regardless of what you think about air traffic control, the reality is that the congestion that we have in America in our skies is mostly caused by our lack of sufficient capacity at airports on the ground. We are not building new airports in America. We're not really adding that many new runways. We are not expanding the ramps at airports. We're not building the kinds of additional hangars and taxiways and instrument approaches and towers that we should be doing. And China, for example, is building over 100 major airports across its country right now. There's some cynics that say that we may not have a major airport built in America in my lifetime. And so we have got to redirect federal funding toward the construction of more runways and more airports, and especially airports away from the hubs in suburban areas and smaller communities where we're seeing a lot of the growth, especially in Florida and Texas and California and the Northeast and along our coasts. We've just got to do a better job of building airports and standing up to the not-in-my-backyard community that doesn't want any airport anywhere in America. And yet we all want aviation, we just don't want the airport. So that's going to be interesting to see how that battle. Of course, part of that battle is who pays for the airports. And we have had a view in some quarters that, you know, there's just no money in the federal government to pay for more airports. And I disagree with that. I think that it's an investment in our future that every single American benefits from, and we ought to really look hard at improving and expanding our efforts. Part of it is just adding more runway length. I mean, there's a lot of 4,000-foot runways in America that are only partially effective because they're too short to handle a lot of the new light jets, especially, that are coming on. We need more 5,500, 6,000-foot runways in this country, and it shouldn't take an act of Congress to add 1,000-foot of runway, but that's what it does in many communities, so we've got to work hard at that. The second big issue, of course, is going to be security. There's no doubt that the Democrats are eager to fulfill their pledge of fully implementing the 911 Commission report recommendations on aviation security, and they believe that there should be more attention paid to airport security, especially cargo security. And this may be really problematic. I happen to think, frankly, that our aviation system is the safest form of and most secure transportation system from terrorism that there is. I think terrorists are far less likely to use aviation than they are cars or trucks or boats or subways or planes or ambulances or whatever. And I think they're just doing it to aviation because they can.
Coyne also believes the FAA could do more to enhance the safety for small turbine-powered airplanes.
Obviously, we'd be remiss if we didn't discuss safety as well. And we're very interested at NATA in trying to encourage the FAA to do more in the area of charter safety and turbojet training safety. We've got a lot of new pilots coming into turbine-powered aircraft, and there's a serious opportunity for the FAA here to raise the bar in safety. I don't think that there's any doubt that turbine-powered aircraft in America, I'm talking about small general aviation turbine aircraft, should have the same or as good a safety record as the best in the industry.
You've been listening to an AvWeb interview with NATA President Jim Coyne. If you haven't already, be sure to catch our bonus audio cast featuring Bruce Landsberg of the AOPA Air Safety Foundation in association with IFR Magazine. Next Friday, it's Bill Lear Jr. to give us his unique perspective on the new development and marketing of the new VLJs. I think you'll find that very interesting. AvWeb.com, that's where you'll find more aviation news, features, and resources than ever before. before. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit Bose.com/headset. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, December 11th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.